Welcome back to the show, The Comixologist. You know, we talk about new digital releases, the books we're reading pretty much, and a golden oldie, and then your tweets live to close out the show. We have a special guest. I don't think we ever came up with a nickname.
No.
James Von Blum, welcome back to the show.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Von Blum, Von B, VB, I'm not sure. We'll come up with something. But big week. Comixology Submit launched.
Yeah, huge.
A lot of great books available from the second wave.
We've got some really good creators on there.
Mm-hmm. Becky Cloonan's tearing it up.
Yeah, totally.
Tearing it up. So the tweet question for this week, we'll see if we have time for it later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
What are you most looking forward to with Comixology Submit? Let's talk about it. Submit of Doom. Hashtag Submit of Doom.
Yeah.
What did you read this week, Von Blum?
So I read All New X-Men number 8, the most recent issue. I love this book.
Could be the best Marvel book out right now.
It's definitely one of my favorites. Bendis is amazing.
He's a star.
Did you read this issue?
I did.
Yeah.
I read it. I furiously read it as soon as it was available.
I love the commentary track with Iceman and Kitty Pryde.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was great.
That was good. I love Immonen's art in this book.
Yeah.
Or no, actually, this wasn't even Immonen. This was David Marquez.
Yes, that's right.
He draws... last issue he did Wolverine was amazing.
Yeah.
Or I don't know, it could be 3 issues ago.
He was previously on Ultimate Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm. And he did the... what did he do? Oh, he did the Season 1 Fantastic Four book.
Oh, yeah. I haven't checked that out.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty gorgeous. So what's happening in All New X-Men right now?
So let's see, you've got like,
a lot of stuff sounds
you've got, the Avengers showing up,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of interesting.
There was a big Angel scene, like more than half the book was like Angel old and Angel young,
taking on Hydra.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then there was a dark scene at the end with, Jean Grey.
Very dark. Yeah. I don't want to get too spoilery with that, but
right.
it was fun. Mm-hmm. I'll say that.
It was the art style. Marquez's art changed a bit too. There's like a scene at the end where Angel pretty much wants to go home and something happens with Jean Grey.
Yeah.
And it just gets very dark and ominous, and it was pretty great, I thought.
It was good. It kind of gives me goosebumps for like what's coming next.
Mm-hmm. It's weird that like this book comes out, I think every X-Men book, there's an X-Men book by Bendis coming out once a week, the way they have it timed, which is amazing. But it's hard to, like, I have no concept of issue numbers anymore. It's just, like, this week's X-Men.
I know, right, yeah, totally.
Which is pretty great, I think,
yeah,
because I get to read them, but I love it.
What other X-books are you reading? Are you reading them all?
Bendis's X-Men and Uncanny, I read.
I just read Uncanny number 1.
What'd you think?
I liked it. I don't know if it's something that I'm going to read regularly.
You're fired.
Okay.
I don't have the power, but you're fired. Do you not like Bocciolo?
No, I love his artwork.
Yeah?
I love the stuff that he's doing on Wolverine and the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
He's great.
What else? There's an X-Men. There's an all-female X-Men book coming out.
I am looking for that.
Got delayed, unfortunately. So I think it's like late May now.
Yeah, I know.
X-Men Legacy I'm not reading, but the covers are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I keep meaning to check that out. There's a few. Wolverine the X-Men is good, especially right
book.
Now because they're doing the dog storyline.
Oh, yeah, right.
Aaron.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
What else?
For a while, that was my favorite like ongoing series.
Mm-hmm. That was like the biggest one until Marvel Now came out. And then
it
didn't become their primary X-book anymore. It was kind of weird.
I know.
But what else did I read? So let's talk about Submit.
Yeah.
Comixology Submit happened. You know, you have a comic book that you want to get out on our app. Free to submit.
This is so cool.
It's something we've been working on for what feels like years. So.
I love that we're doing this.
Mm-hmm. John Roberts, he's been on the show. It's him and Eric's baby. So Wolves is one of my picks from Submit. Becky Cloonan,
mm-hmm.
She did the beginning run of Brian Wood's Conan. She did an issue of Batman, the one issue that Capullo didn't draw.
The first time a woman is drawn ever, Batman. Yeah.
I can't believe that.
That's amazing, right?
I heard someone else say that, and I thought they were just like
That's a strange thing to wrap your head around, isn't it?
Who draws? Amy. I guess the first woman to draw that title. Or like the A Batman title, because Amy Reeder draws Batwoman,
right? But
and so I guess Batman,
not
like the main featured
that's
book.
Right.
Okay,
yep.
So she has she did these mini comics way back when, and I think she put them up for sale on our website, and I always wanted Becky's work to hit our app, so I was super stoked when I had found out a little bit ago that she was going to be available. So Wolves is like a mini comic that she did, I think, in 2009.
Yeah,
black and white. She wrote and drew. This story of, you know, this hunter that is he's on a mission, and he has a mysterious past with a woman who was his lover, and he's on the hunt for this what you find out is a werewolf.
Okay.
And the story in his past and the present intermingles together, and there's a lot of dangling storylines as to his past relationship and his present relationship, and it was great. It was this great little mini comic. It was a full issue comic, 28 pages or whatever. But I mean, just gorgeous. I can't wait to read the Meyer, and she has a new one coming out on Submit on Comixology via Submit. I think in a few months. So she has another work that she did that will be available soon.
I, you know what I love about it is that it just gives you an alternative route to discovering new books.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like going through any, you know, publishers that you're familiar with. It's just us.
Yeah.
This is just all new material. I mean, like for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Some people are just like, I saw a lot of tweets to Becky that people were like excited to finally buy it because they like to keep their collection in one place. That's what I do. So what else did you read?
So I read Earth 2 number 10, which is the most recent issue.
Really? Now, is Earth 2, is World's Finest in that same universe or no?
They are, I am not up on that entirely, but they are not. They're trapped on
regular Earth?
Yeah.
They probably have a fancy Earth name for it.
Prime.
Earth, whatever, I think it might be Earth Prime. I'm not sure. But what's so Earth 2? Who's the main character in Earth 2?
So they've got, it's Alan Scott, Jay Garrick, and Hot Girl.
Okay.
So they're three new superhero, or wonders as they call them. And I guess also the Atom.
What's happening in Earth 2? Like, what's the main storyline happening?
You know, so here's the thing. I'm really iffy on books that are kind of based off of magic, so to speak. Because it's not tied down to anything in my mind. So I'm sort of on and off with this series.
Mm-hmm.
But what I will say is the one thing that hooked me is in the first issue they just killed Batman, Superman, and Wonder Woman.
Really?
Which was like, I was like, holy S.
This is pretty big first issue.
This is gonna be awesome. So I've definitely stuck around. I've been, like I said, I've been kind of up and down. I thought the last story arc was so-so.
Mm-hmm.
And the costumes are really weird to me.
Yeah, because they're like a different universe, so they don't have the same costumes as they did in the prime, right?
They don't. I mean, I'm glad they didn't go with like the old JSA Golden Age costumes, but
or Flash wore like a tin hat or something, whatever that was.
Yeah,
terrible.
you know, and you kind of had a little bit of like Technicolor, Green Lantern, you know, but. You know, like Hot Girl in this book has like these giant spikes that are coming down near her eyes.
Really?
Sounds and I'm like, dangerous. You would stab the hell out of yourself with that helmet. But, you know, so I'm excited to see where they go with this. It's been okay. Mm-hmm. It's kind of picking up.
Yeah.
I really want to kind of see how they tie it in with the first story arc, you know, where they killed like the main superheroes, and I know that we're going to get a new Batman soon.
Really?
So I'll be sticking around with it for a while.
Let's talk. I want to talk about two books before we get into your Golden Oldie.
Yep.
Because they're so big. Atomic Robo.
Okay.
You heard of Atomic Robo?
I heard that we have an
exclusive comic.
Yeah.
That's correct. So at Emerald City Comic Con, you got a badge and you got a code to get this free exclusive one. So, and what that means is it was made, entirely in our guided view.
Yep.
So if you ever read on a comic on a phone, you know what the guided view is. You go from panel to panel.
Right.
So this book specifically was designed for that. So even if you read it on an iPad or computer, it flows that way.
It looks pretty cool.
And it's super cool because Scott, the artist, he drew this kind of, knowing that it would be in guided view. So it's not just your typical, one square panel to the rectangle panel. There's like really cool movements happening and you follow it at your own pace. It's a fun book that you don't have to know anything about to read. I think it's $1.99. This Atomic Robo was built by Tesla and he's essentially like an action scientist, adventurer. So he, at this one issue, he meets up with someone who has a grudge against him and she's really upset because he doesn't remember who she is or what her name is. So they battle, and then that's the entire issue. It's just one big fight scene between these two, and you get to see these really cool transitions. But I highly recommend it. Age of Ultron.
Okay.
Let's get into it right now, please.
I'm curious about this.
Age of Ultron is confusing, I think, to a lot of people because it's this big event where Ultron has won. He's taken over.
Yeah.
And there's like Ultron policemen everywhere. It's very desolate. Buildings are crumbled. The heroes are on the run. And it's
happens
all
to me every week.
In continuity, they call it. And it's Bendis, but it's Brian Hitch art, which from the Ultimates, maybe you've read the Ultimates out there in Radio Land. But the art in this book is amazing.
Really?
I think the best Hitch artwork I've ever seen. Like, this could top Ultimates in my book.
So, if I am tired of events, should I pick this up?
I want to say yes, because this event is kind of its own little secluded event.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have a feeling, like, the internet rumors is that this has been done for a while, and this was supposed to happen before...
Before AVX.
AVX.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like on the fringe, but this it works because it's like the storyline is Ultron won at some point and the Earth is different and the Avengers are on the run. So you open up with Hawkeye pretty much is like a vigilante and he's just shooting arrows at people left and right and it's amazing. Spider-Man's been kidnapped by these crooks.
Yeah.
And he eventually escapes back into the secluded Avengers hideout.
It sounds, now correct me if I'm wrong, but it sounds a little bit like Days of Future Past.
Sounds like Days of Future Past and also House of M. Like if those merged into a storyline, which I was hesitant. But I mean, the book is just so gorgeous.
Do you think this is on purpose that they're releasing it now because Days of Future Past film is coming out soon?
I don't know. Who can say? But the weird thing about this is it's five issues of Hitch art, and then something huge happens where it changes for the next five issues, and then something amazingly huge happens. So who knows?
Sounds like you have some inside knowledge.
I don't know. I'm just reading what Bendis tumblers, and that's what I give to people. But what's your Golden Oldie?
My Golden Oldie is G.I. Joe Cobra, The Last Laugh. It's a trade, and it collects the first two story arcs in the Cobra series, as well as a few other books, G.I. Joe Cobra Special 1 and 2, and a few other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to you before we went on the air, and letting you know that I haven't really read a lot of the G.I. Joe books.
Mm-hmm.
And you were telling me about G.I. Joe, the new G.I. Joe number 1. And because it's a trade, I thought maybe this is a good time to check it out. I've heard a lot of good things about Cobra.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked this. It's so gritty and like crushingly depressing in some ways. Yeah.
Is this from the Cobra vantage point or the G.I. Joe side?
It is. Well, it's basically about a double agent and his codename is Chuckles.
Love it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Because he's kind of a G.I. Joe washout. and Hawk is sending him undercover to infiltrate Cobra, and you never really know who's pulling the strings. It kind of makes both G.I. Joe and Cobra out to be, you know, kind of like they're both kind of like shiesty and shady, and it has that political realism to it that I really like, where it's like you don't really know who the good guys and the bad guys are.
It's a gray area.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And, you know, without spoiling anything, I mean, it's a book called Cobra. I mean, you know, so it's about the bad guys, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without spoiling anything too much, it's like things never really go right.
Yeah, we had talked earlier where I don't read a ton of G.I. Joe, but I read the Van Lente relaunch,
right,
and it's really fun.
Yeah.
Really accessible. They kind of do, like, it's a really subtle reboot where G.I. Joe has been outed via, like, WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
And the government takes advantage of that and tries to turn them into celebrities by giving them the code names and giving them these weird outfits. And so, and that's, and they even have, like, a blogger on the team. Her name's Hashtag.
Yeah.
Which is funny. But it's a lot of fun.
Is it, I mean, it's kind of, it seems to me like they're kind of trying to tie in like a realism to like the cartoon.
Van Lente writes a lot of stuff that's like super topical, and he can tie in current events into the book very well. And it where it doesn't come off is like over the top. Like, I get it. You're trying to make it topical, but it works very well. My golden oldie was shockingly Wolverine. not dead yet. Just hit the app.
Shocked.
Warren Ellis.
Can't tell by your shirt.
No, I'm wearing my Wolverine Frank Miller number one t-shirt. Thank you.
Yeah.
So this Warren Ellis, I love pretty much anything Warren Ellis does. He did this four-issue storyline back in the day where it's actually, I think, Lionel Yu's first Wolverine work.
Really?
Yeah, it was super early.
Love that guy's artwork.
He did some amazing stuff. And so it opens up with Wolverine having a beer with this guy who's essentially like the most sought after hired killer out there. And he's kind of bragging about how many people he's killed. And Wolverine is kind of just sitting there, you know, kind of listening / talking. And so they spend a lot of time in this bar and, you know, they get to be friendly. They just, you know about each other a lot and their schedules. So Wolverine goes to the movies to hang out with this girl. He apparently has been in this area for months just because he met a nice girl that he loved or, you know, really liked. So he goes out to take her to the movies on Thursday, every Thursday that, you know, he does. And then this contract killer kills her father because he knew that they were going to be at the movies. He was just like spending his time waiting for that perfect moment. Problem is Wolverine gets there early for the first time ever and he sees him do escape the crime scene. So he goes after, as Wolverine usually does, and kills him, sets him on fire, and breaks his back.
As you do.
But the problem is, years later, Wolverine starts getting people after him trying to kill him, and he realizes there's a connection between him and this guy that, you know, that he had beers with all those many nights. So somehow this guy is back and trying to kill Wolverine. So the four issues is essentially Wolverine on the run, because where this takes place is Wolverine doesn't have the adamantium anymore.
Oh, okay.
And he has the bone claws and his healing factor isn't what it once was. So he's very weakened. And I had forgot about that whole era of his bone claws and how he essentially was kind of just almost a regular guy more so, where like he couldn't just do whatever he wanted and just heal. Like, his healing factor was way weak and stuff. But it was good. Wolverine, there's a lot of death and violence and... It was really good.
I mean, what else would you expect?
I wouldn't expect anything less.
His enemies definitely have a habit of coming back.
He does not make a whole lot of friends.
Is he? Would you say he's the best in the world at taking girls out on dates on Thursdays
and then getting them murdered eventually? Spoiler: she does get murdered. I think third.
How old is this book?
It's like 10 years old.
Okay,
10 or 15 years.
You can, like, spoiler? Does that really?
Nah, I mean,
apply?
It's like a sardonic spoiler. So our Twitter doom, a question to wrap up the show. Run out of time. What are you most looking forward to with Comixology Submit? Jovi D52 chimes in. New discoveries.
Right.
New discoveries. Yeah. I'm very excited about that. You know, I don't like fishing around for people's websites to buy their books.
Hmm.
If I can get it in an app, you know, I'm down for that. Let's see. Eric Burnham, looking forward to submitting something. When I can get a new story arc done.
There you go, buddy.
Can more hours in the day be the next app I find? Winky emoticon.
Oh, man.
Noel Lil. I was wondering if there's a horizontal layout. Sometimes that type of layout is more rewarding for the art. You actually can do, you can pick your layout. You can pick landscape, or we have some specifications on submit.comixology.com. You can check out the guidelines. But, I mean, if you have a guided view only book, you know, you could just send the pages and, you know, we'll do the magic for you. You don't have to worry about it. We'll take care of it. Let's see. Ketzak says, more comics, interesting creator-owned works. That's pretty much it, you know? That's what we're all about. I am Von Blum.
Yep, that's me.
Sounds like a weird BDSM thing. I just want to see what new exciting things come of it and Becky Cloonan books.
Yeah.
Fact.
That was a comment on your hashtag.
Submit of Doom.
Yeah.
I mean, in hindsight, it probably was a poor choice. Maybe, you know, who knows? Let's see. Tony Donnelly closes before we wrap up. I can't wait to see if people buy new creators and books. Also interested to see what kind of promotion new books receive. So that's another thing. You know, people are curious. You know, are they going to get the same promotions as other books? But you know,
I really feel like this is just creating its own market,
mm-hmm.
which is really neat.
Yeah. I view it as like, you know, Submit having their own releases. Me personally, I view it as like, you know, what are the new Submit books that are out this week?
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty cool thing.
But it's also like, if you ever wanted to do a comic book, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a platform for you.
Yeah.
You know,
get it out there.
Lots
of people open this app in the morning, you know, lots of people. I mean, I have an exact number, but I'm not going to give it to you. It's a lot of people. I do it every morning, for
billions,
gosh sakes.
No.
James, thanks for being here again.
Thank you.
It's been a delight having you back.
Thanks.
We'll see everybody next week.
All right. Take care.